Someone the other day asked if I thought by writing sketches about the South End I wasn't contributing to the polarization of the island, us versus them. I will admit it gave me pause. Had I set in motion the wheels of discontent? Had I created the mechanism for separatism, otherness, and the seeds for civil war? Should we make South English the lingua franca, or should we encourage bilingualism? Are we a mixing pot or a melting pot? So, you can well imagine the sleepless nights I've had to endure, the moral dilemma of all who slam face nose to nose with the reality of their mightier than the sword pen and can no longer avoid taking responsibility for the effects our words have on a population fed starvation diets of tweets and twitters. Admittedly, it's an explosive concoction, three short little expositories. And when that, what might have been seen as scarcely more than travelogues of a twisted imagination become kindling for fever prejudices, the burden, my friends, is heavy indeed. Warnings were there, I admit. I sent some of these audio recordings to our local public radio station, KSER, only to be told they might offend. Offend who? I asked. People on the South End, the station manager replied. Satire, you see, is a two-edged sword. You're never really sure who will take umbrage, but rest assured, someone will. Or everyone. I decided finally that in a world where Fox News is considered actual news, or where we still debate, outside coal mining towns, if global warming exists, or when one political party nominates a rich playboy philandering loudmouth know-nothing, I can't really shoulder the burden of fomenting polarization. If you decide I'm poking fun at you and yours, I might just be. If you think I'm on your side, don't bet on it. If you think I know what I'm doing, think again. I'm a South Ender. You think we live down here so we could spread the news? I got a job for you as copy editor. Call after midnight, most any holiday. My secretary Raul will set you up with an interview.